Mobile. Zero TR Mobile. I'm leaving Molly World and Taylor's.
Out in this mess.
Figured out why there were so many people at Sam's yesterday. And Lidl's, it was just packed. And I thought, well, it's not a holiday. It's a day off for teachers' meetings. And it's a day off today for, some of the schools are used to vote in. So they just closed the schools up, and that's why the crowd was out yesterday. But today it stunned out quite a bit. I would assume because of the weather.
Okay, well, they were all there yesterday because they were buying supplies in case everybody starts rioting on Wednesday.
Hope not. It's kind of crazy, ain't it? One of the big wheels up there said he wouldn't even certify the election if Trump won. But that's all I'll say about that. The Democrat, of course, so I don't know. Crazy world out here anymore, Wyatt. What are you doing today?
Some pre-checks on an ILS because I'm meeting a flight check plane supposedly in the morning. Usually don't like flying in IFR. It's really going to depend on how close the clouds are to the ground.
It's pretty dense over here. I was surprised that it was that low visibility. You can still see a couple of miles, I imagine. But coming down here, it got pretty dense.
L 14, because I'm coming across the 25, because I don't want to be on the interstate. And looking south from one of the high points here, it's like, oh, wow, it's really foggy down that direction.
Well, if you're checking out the ILS, it looks like that would be desirable for them to fly in it.
They're checking the signal against visual references to make, because the visual references, they don't move. But the signal in space moves around, gets reflections in, and, you know, all sorts of craziness. So they have to fly where they can still see the ground at 1,000 feet, I think it is.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. It clarified that. Well, I heard one yesterday I never thought of. I was reading it on a news thing, and said that Sweden or Switzerland, I think it was, one of them that's on the border with Russia up there, they decided not to install wind generators along the coast. And I thought, well, why would that be? It's because their radars can't pick up incoming missiles from adversaries, shall we say, due to the deflection of the signals by the wind generators.
And the other thing about flight checks is that we drive the equipment to the alarm points. So, you know, we don't want to accidentally drive them into the ground. Just point that out. But that's why that actually occurs. But, yeah, and you know, the funny thing about it is a lot of the people that are not environmentalists are starting to sue over the wind generators and solar farms because most of the people that actually want those things live in a city, and they want it out of their site, so they want to drop it into farmland, which is double bad because now you can't farm the same spot of land as efficiently.
Amazing. They even said that it would mess up the acoustical warfare, you know, like I used to run, because it makes noises in water. And in water, a sound travels four times faster than it does in air.
You know, I mean, the blades sit on a great big ball bearing, and you hear noise from that. And it goes all through the tower because they don't try to muffle anything.
Yes, that's right, too. Well, that's why submarines, everything's mounted on rubber or something that is sound absorbent. Because we could hear everything that wasn't.
What movie was that? They were singing in the submarine. I don't remember what it was. I thought that was funny. But, yes, knowing about submarines, because I wanted to go into submarines when I was a kid, And they're like, nope, you could only go into nuke submarines because all the diesels are too small for you. You exceed the maximum height clearance through the hatch.
That's true. Well, I don't know. Jake's an awful special person to be a submariner, in my eyes. Go out there and pull the plug and don't pop up till 3 months later. That's pretty confined space.
The diesels have to come up much more often than that. The nukes don't, but the nukes are also generally significantly larger submarines. And they actually have good ventilation. And in the diesels, ventilation was a real problem.
I went through a U-boat at the Museum of Engineering and Science in Chicago. The one they captured intact, the only man of war they ever did capture intact. And I could understand fully, you know, walking between those engines and why they called them pig boats. And that's very true. They ran on the surface at night, and it was pretty fast. I think they could run up to about 20 knots or so. But whenever they pulled the plug and we were close to them, I never seen them much over 6 to 10 knots, Wyatt.
You know, that's true. They could run pretty fast on the surface, but you did not want to be running on the surface with anybody anywhere near you. Otherwise, you were an instant target.
We had a name for them. You know, like you memorize your phonetics, they called the diesels were fighting dragons because they had a 5-inch gun or one of about that caliber on the bow. And You never did want to be running active radar when you got near them because they had some of the best electronic countermeasures, passive, that was ever developed. And if they pick that up, they'd go sinker just immediately. But if they did run their radar, they had a radar that had a high PPI on the scope, and they would come up and they'd take one sweep and then they'd mark it with a grease pencil on the scope, and then they'd dive back down or shut the radar off. They were the top 10% of the cream of the crop, those submariners were.
They made a lot of improvements in submarines since World War II. And, you know, once they finally went up to full-on nuke, I don't know that we have any diesel electrics left in the fleet. I think they're all nuke now. So that means you get better ventilation, better air scrubbers. But, you know, all you got to do is sprout two leaks or one leak in a really bad spot, and you're sunk. You're dead.
There's no doubt about it. Yeah, there's no no conventional subs anymore in the fleet, and there's somewhere close to 50 nukes out there. They're having a lot of trouble because the places where they build these things and that is they've let them go into pot, especially the ships. I don't know about the submarines, but they are much, much larger, and we would go out between Santa Catalina in San Clemente, and we would actually have war games with our submarines in active games out there. A lot of fun. But when it comes to the nuke boats from the United States, I never did pick up one, and I ran that stuff. But you could pick up the conventional subs. In fact, we had to memorize all of the signatures of the engines and all the other parameters of that submarine, whatever it might be. But the Russians had the largest submarine fleet in the world at that time.
metrics have not actually completely disappeared. There are actually large navies. I think India has a very large fleet of diesel electrics as well, as I remember. But, you know, you think about it, we've had nukes on ships, small nukes on ships forever. Why can't we just, you know, use that to replace one wind farm?
I don't know. Yeah, China's submarine fleet's mostly conventional subs. But I got to tell you, whenever they went to batteries, they were very, very quiet. You could hear some of the mechanical things, shall we say, on the subs, you know, propellers, the blades on them cavitated. And the Americans, that was one of the most secretive things they had, was the seven-blade J-blade, but the secret's out now. And they're using thrusters now, kind of like the Ski-Doos use, you know, that these kids ride on, or wave runners.
That's still actually, they still, when you see a sub actually in a dry dock, the prop is still covered. So I imagine they're still making improvements to it, and, you know, things of that nature. But yeah, the jet water pump, they've had the thrusters on the front and the back, going to the sides for a while now because they use them for docking. And I know they have been playing with them as primary movers, but they still have their own problems because you're still pumping water at a very large volume at one time, and that still causes noise. It's just, how much can you baffle the noise without losing prime power?
On those thrusters, but I just heard tell of it. That's the most secretive thing in the world, is those submarines. But, the blades, when they cavitated and those bubbles burst, Wyatt, they broke the sound barrier. And, I could tell you what type of blade every submarine in the world had on it. But the United States had the best one. The irony of it is, at one time, Japan sold Russia some CNC machine tools. I think it was Toshiba, but don't quote me on that. And what happened was, that same type of machine was used to create that seven-blade J-blade, and they left the software in it. So that gave away the secret to the Soviets. And I was told officially that the CEO of that company committed suicide because of that release.
Incredible. Obviously, whoever sold it never thought about, I should remove the hard drive from it and install a fresh copy. But I guess not. Not everybody thinks about that when they resell something to somebody.
I guess it wasn't on purpose, but makes you wonder, don't it? But they are our allies, so I doubt if they did it on purpose. But they're coming back a lot. The United States subs are going to a lot different things with cruise missiles and that now, and SEAL teams and such. More so than they are the boomers, the ballistic missile ones, but they're still out there. But, heck, they can go out there and just go in circles for 3 months and not go over, 6 knots or so in order to maintain quietness. Although they can go very fast. I've seen them over 34 knots, but I'm sure they go a lot faster than that now. That's been back in the late 60s. Anyways, Wyatt, we're getting near home, bud. Nice talking to you today, and have a safe day out there. Hope you get those guys squared away on that ILS. Okay, J4CTD in 0TR. Hope I got that right. What?
No, I haven't been on the radio a lot. All right, we'll catch you later, Tom. KJ4CTD, and I'll be clear. No, I won't. I'll be mobile. You'll be clear. I'll get it right here in a minute. This time change has me all screwed up.
See you later, Wyatt. I did get it right. In 0TR, clear.